Let us open our Bible, Gospel of John, chapter 5. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already has been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" One more time. "Do you want to be made well?" I believe if we in same condition with that guy, we will answer yes, absolutely yes. The question that Jesus answered is the question for everybody, because everybody want well in their life. We see Hong Kong people, they maintain their life so that they can live longer. Now we can see so many elderly in Hong Kong. So everybody hope can live well. But before we see more deeply in this case, we need to know what is the problem of this man. Is it only a physical problem? Yes, because the Bible told us that he already got sick since he was born. That means already 38 years. But another thing, I see he not only has a physical problem, he also has a spiritual problem. Why I said like this? Let us see. From the first one till the first five, we can see that he stay near the temple of God, so close with the temple of God. PSAM has reminded that although he stay near the temple of God, but he has no relationship with God. Another thing, when Jesus asks the guy, "Do you want to be made well?" Verse 7, the sixth man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another step down before me." From this answer, we can know that the guy, he only hope that he can get well because of someone. So that he said, "Nobody help me." He put his trust in someone. Not only he puts his trust in someone, he put his trust in himself. That means he want to do it, but cannot reach the water. Number three, he put his trust on the pool, not on the God. We see, he stay near the temple of God, but he do not put his trust in God. Today, we see so many people come to the church, near to God, come to the church, but do not put his trust to God. They put their trust, maybe in money, maybe in doctor, maybe in anything, like this guy. So I see the problem of this man not only physical but also something spiritual. Because of this problem, this man was lying for 38 years. After 38 years, when we read again verse 6, we can see that he is despair. Totally despair. "Nobody help me. I cannot do it. Anything. Brother and sister, today we see so many people desperate. Desperate because of sickness. desperate because of employer, desperate because of sin. They cannot get out from all problem. So one problem make another problem. Another problem make another problem. So they live like a spiral, but the spiral is not going up, but going down. One problem, another problem, another problem. So they give up. Last Friday, one of Indonesian maid come to me, and she share her problem to me. Oh, so sad. Why I said so sad? 16 years old, leave hometown, went to Malaysia for working. After that, moved to Singapore. She has in relationship with like Pakistan guy. After that, pregnant. Singapore government send her go back to Indonesia. When go back to Indonesia, her father is a Christian. Her father said, "You make us shame, so don't stay in this house." And then she was sent to Jawa. When she was sent to Jawa, she married with another guy. But after married with another guy, 2 weeks after that, she ran away because that guy only want get some money from this maid. And then you can imagine, no husband, pregnant, how suffer she was. And then one guy helped her. After that, she gave birth. But when she want to take the baby, the guy said, "Give me 6 million rupiah. 6 million rupiah, around 5,000 Hong Kong dollar. If you don't have money, you cannot get this baby." She was so sad. When she was so sad, okay, I come to Hong Kong for working. Working in Hong Kong around 6 months, got 3 times terminate contract. That means she cannot work well. And then after that, she was very frustrated. When she was very frustrated, she didn't come to the Lord, but she do something bad. And she live with another woman and then come to me. And I said, "Your life like a piece of paper, like this, but not like this, like this." I said, "This is your life. And then you try to make this paper good. But when you try to make this paper again, and you feel frustration, despair, and then you make it again. And then you try again. And then you despair again." And I said, "You cannot do it by yourself. You must bring this paper to recycle again. Who can repair this paper?" I said, "God can repair this paper to you. Bring this paper to God, and then God will make another new paper for you." When I asked her, "Do you want to set or bring this paper to Jesus?" "Yes." "One more question before we bring this paper to Jesus. Do you want to leave your woman friend, not boyfriend, your woman friend?" Then she said, "No, I don't want." "How can you bring this paper without leave your sins?" "I cannot do anything if you do not want to leave her." And she go back. What I want to tell you is how desperate this woman. One problem raise another problem. Another problem raise another problem. So what the Bible told us, when men fall unto sin, then sin was God's demand. So they cannot go out or release from the sin. Have you ever seen a snake eat a rat? I like to watch an animal program in TV. A snake. When you see a snake head only this big. A rat is this big. But a small snake can eat a big rat. How can? The problem is the snake only caught a rat head. And then after that, the rat tried to release. The more the rat move, the more the rat come into the snake's stomach. This is the problem of sin. When you try to release your problem, then the more you try, the more you enter that problem. So, I said, today, so many people desperate. I don't know what is your problem, but when we in this problem, I said, there is good news this morning. What is good news? Jesus said, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? This is a good news. And how this good news can happen into our life? We read chapter 8. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Rise, take up your bed and walk. There are three parts that you need to know and to do so that you can be made well. Number one, rise. The Bible used the word rise to tell us that rise is the word that explains that you are alive. In some part of the Bible, that man Jesus called sleep, so that you need to wake up. When you wake up, you feel that you are alive. So Jesus said to this guy, rise. We see in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 7, when Elisha was despaired, and then Elisha go to some silent place, and then he was asleep. When he was asleep, the angel of the Lord come and then said, rise up, wake up. Rise up and wake up. Rise up then and wake up. That means you need to have some spirit that you are not died. You need to rise up. And then when we read the story of the lost son, we know the lost son, what he said. Let us open Luke chapter 15. Verse 18. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I will arise. Arise. So many people doesn't want to arise. If you want to get well, to get healed, then you need to arise. Just arise. This is the first condition. Second condition, what Jesus said, take up your bed. When I read this verse, I ask to myself, why Jesus said, take up your bed? Why don't Jesus say to one of his disciples, help him to take up his bed? I believe take up his bed is something that easy to do. This man can do it for himself. So that Jesus doesn't want to help this man to take up the bed because Jesus knows that the man can do it for himself. Small thing. This is the man part, not Jesus part. If you want to get healed, then you need to do something of your part. Something of your part. Take up the bed is something that the man can do it for himself. Sometimes, when we want to get healed, God asks you to do something. Something, it looks small. It looks nothing. But when you put your faith to do that something you should to do, then give big impact for your life. For example, in Mark chapter 5, verse 28, a lady said, "If I touch Jesus' clothes, then I will get healed. Just touch, then I will get healed." You must remember also when Peter catch the fish the whole night, he didn't get something. But when Jesus said, "Throw your net," something usually, something that Peter always do it, but Peter follow what Jesus said, just do it, and then they can get so many fish. And then in chapter 2, we see water become wine. Verse 8, "Draw some now and take it to the master of the feast." This something the waiter do it. Something the waiter do it. But because they put in faith when they do this thing, so miracle happen. Brother and sister, God always asks you to do something. When you do it in faith, so you can get the healing from the God. That's why Reinhard Bonnke said, "We are of our faith. How big we are depend how big our faith. Faith to God, that is we are." Number 3. Now, walk. Walks that mean move to from one side to another side. For example, now your position here, when God said walk, that means you need to move. Move from what? Number 1, from your knowledge to God's knowledge. Sometimes our problem is so big because we just depend by our thinking, our mind. We need to move it. You can see, me and my wife, almost every morning prayer come here. I believe when PSM preach, my wife only understand 30%. And I only understand maybe 60 to 70%. But we always come here. Why? Because we want to move from our mind to God's mind. In doing ministry, we don't want to do it because of our mind, because of God's mind. When Jesus said, "Walk," you need to move from your power to God's power. You need to move from sadness, desperate, to the joy of God. You need to move from bad environment to good environment. That is the meaning of walk. So that Jesus said, walk. Walk. You need to move. You know, when people move, there are two possibilities. Number 1, he directly arrive to where he want to move. For example, when you sit in this chair and you want to move to this chair,
is very easy. Just 1 second, stand up, and you can sit in this chair. But some problem, when you walk, you need time. For example, I come from my house, need 7 minutes, come to this place. If I take a walk to Chai Wan, maybe I need 6 hours. Yeah. So, sometime instantly can arrive, but sometime need time. Now, the problem is we want instant because we live in Kentucky Fried Chicken era. Everything fast, McDonald's fast, Yoshinoya fast, and then Maxim fast, everything fast. So when we ask God, God help me, I have this problem, finish. No. Sometimes we need to walk. Why God allow us to walk? Because God want to see our faith. Look at the story of the lost son. When he ate with the pig, and he said, I need to rise up, and then after that, he walked. How many hours he walked going home? You know? Let's open the Bible and then try and then research for me and then tell me also. I believe he will walk 2 or 3 days. Okay? 2 or 3 days. For example, I forgot your name. Kiwan. If you are the lost son, when you walk, and then people around you, what they said for you? They will say, bad son, don't go back, you are rubbish, everything. And then that kind of sentence will hit your ear and then hit your heart. And then you will say, should I come back again? Or should I walk? But the loss of son, still walk, come to the Father. Sometimes when we walk with God, people said, oh, no use. Sometimes when we walk to God, people said, you only can heal 1 week. After that, you will same with us again. But when Jesus said walk, you must walk. Don't hear other people said, just walk. What happened when the guy follow what Jesus said? Verse 9, and immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. Brother and sister, this is a good news. Do you want to made well? Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately. And then the last thing is the bonus. We see verse 14. See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. This is the bonus. What I want to say is, God already give us healing. And God does not want to attract the healing that he has given to us. But in order to enjoy it, you need leave no sin in order to enjoy it. Now I'm very happy. Not because I'm a rich guy. If compared with Lee Ka Sing, Lee Seow Kay, I'm nothing. But the problem is I live in God. So I don't feel anything. I just feel joyful every day. You can feel the same with what I feel. Just rise, take up your bed, and walk. And then follow verse 14. And God bless you. Let us pray together.
Do you want to be made well? Jesus said to you, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And then after that, see, you have been made well, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. I believe something good, miracle will happen to you this morning.
For the things you've done, my loving Savior, my precious Jesus, my heart is glad that you've called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love, in your arms of love, holding me still, holding me near, in your arms of love. Sing a simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my loving Savior, my precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you've called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love, 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 holding me still, you're holding me near, holding me still, holding me. Holding me still, holding me near, in your arms of love. Thank you. your arms of love around me. Around me, your arms of love. My heart is glad that you've called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be in your arms of love than in your arms of love than in your arms of love. In your arms of love, holding me still, holding me near, holding me still, you're holding me near, holding me still, holding me near. In your arms of love.
Let's turn to today's prayer focus. Let's pray for Cambodia, Pastor O, Grace Chung, and also the Brim and the Center of Peace, and also Philippines for Mr. Jang's work for Solomon Kinnick, and also Bhutan. This weekend is the International Day for the Persecuted Church. Really, let's pray for these three countries where, you know, although that, you know, it seems that Christianity is allowed in those places, but then the churches are not free. Like, a lot of people are not free to go to Christ. So really pray for freedom, for people to go to Christ and for people to experience freedom in Christ in these three countries. Let's also spend some time for praying for SP Ministry, for the IP team who are intercessing for our church and the people and the congregations, and also Cascade for the inner healing and the world of physical healing. Really pray for the presence of God be on the people who minister in this ministry and in their everyday walk with God. Also, let's pray for the various house church gathering tonight, Causeway Bay House Church, Madaddy House Church, Robertson, Chukanta, and Waterfront. Really pray that they have a fruitful discussion tonight, and also a wonderful fellowship, and each member are being edified through this fellowship together. Thank you, Father, for this morning, for this message. Thank you for the message as reminding us that Jesus is our Savior. He is here to free us. Free us from all the, you know, the trap that the enemy laid down for us, try to tempt us away from you, or even free us from sins that have been holding on us. Lord, that this morning you reminded us, you know, that we need to be willing to receive that healing, to receive from you that freedom. And so, you know, Lord, that if there is any trust issue, if there is, you know, any one of us that is like really drowned in the pleasure of sins, make us willing, Father, to let go, to be healed, and to be able to stand up. And thank you, Father God, for giving us this strength. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the way out. And I pray, Father, that, you know, despite, you know, the onslaught of temptations, we know that you, the Holy Spirit in us, is stronger and will help us to say no to all these temptations. And we need you every day, and we ask Holy Spirit to continue to expand your influence over us. I pray for our willingness to be guided by you. Continue to take care of my brother and sister here. Look over them and shine the path and show them the way that you of the way of everlasting. Show them the way to you every day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this message. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.